Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Beit Daf Mem in the Art Scroll Oizohadar edition, Perek Revi, in the middle of Aloha Dalit. Starting Daf Lametesim with Beis, three lines from the bottom. Sok the Gemara Rabo B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda Bekas, which means a block of wood, Soymucho LaKoysel B'Shvil Shaloi Techaschis, meaning, if it's on fire, you could put it onto the wall in order for it not to go and burn the entire house. And even though that causes the wood to extinguish, the fire to extinguish from the wood, that's mutter is only called gram kibui. He's not directly going and extinguishing the fire. It just happens as it leans on the wall. Tani ein mechabi masabekas b'shvil lochus oleo. You're not allowed to extinguish a wood in order because you want to save the wood. That's a full kibui extinguishing directly, which is aser. Continues to go on daf mem amud aleph. Maybe the purpose is not to save the wood, because he doesn't want smoke to go around the house. He doesn't want smoke to go into the pot. Mutter. The reason this is mutter, because this goes according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds machshiri oichel nefesh mutter. Not only can do oichel nefesh, but anything that is associated with oichel nefesh, you'll have to do as well. Omer Rav Chananya b'shein sham avir. Avim yesh sham avir mashlichu l'avir v'dayov. So that's only if there's no other space to put it. But if there's air, meaning open space, where you could just throw the wood over there and not extinguish it in order to take away the smoke, then you just put it into open air. There's another gear say here, it says, instead of avir, ur. Meaning there's no fire to put the wood into the fire. But if there's fire to put the wood there, so put it there and there'll be no smoke. It makes sense that you can extinguish the wood and not to have smoke. Clarissa is an eye salve that they used to use those days. We used to put some mixture on the eye in order to heal the eye. You could do that in Yomtiv. Why? Because you're coming to heal the eye. So the same way to protect the eye, you could do a Clarissa. You also protect the eye, you can extinguish the fire not to have smoke. It's not exactly the same. Clarissa is medicine, so the eye really needs it. The smoke is just for it not to cause uncomfort to the eye. It's to keep what it is. So maybe this you cannot do. So the Gemara, we mentioned the Mishnah, the wick. So the Gemara says, there's three things mentioned regarding the wick, which is the Chumrah, and three Lekula. The following three is the Chumrah. He can't make the wick on Yom Tov. He can't go and directly cut into two to create from one wick two. And you used to put a little fire into it in order to make it ready to be used. You can't do that. The following three is the Chumrah. Meaning to go and squeeze with the hand, which is called a tikkun lachayad, not a regular tikkun, which is mutter. For sure, you moisten with shemen, you can put it into oil. For cholki usab beur l'shteiners, you can cut it with fire into two candles, as the Mishnah said. And the book goes on to explain. We're talking that he needs both. Tanya Avidu ben Pazi, the Bardalio, that's his name. Maybe shtei neiris, he takes two candles. V'noisto b'shneim, and he puts the wick into both candles. V'cholka b'ru l'shtei neiris, and then he goes and he lights it, and it turns out to be, right, by lighting the fire and then being divided into two different candles, that they will turn into two, and that is mutter. Rav Yaakov b'achol chinino b'yidi b'shem rav, moyatim taptilo b'yomtiv. You allow him and move a little bit of the coal, a little bit of the ashes that are on the wick in order for it to light better. Continuing that memo with base, halacha ezok the Mishnah ein shoivrim esacheres. You're not allowed to break clay, ve'ein choitchim esanir, and not allowed to cut paper. Litzlos boy maliach. Maliach is a fish which is salty, and they used to put it on the fire. In order for it not to be directly on the fire, is to put some piece of clay or paper underneath it. You can't do that, and you can't prepare the clay and paper on Yom Tov. And this goes according to Rabbanon, the old Machshiri Yochel Nefesh Aser. It's only a Hechshar Yochel Nefesh Aser. In Gorfin, Tanur, V'Karayim, you're not allowed to remove the coal from the ovens, Ava Mechabshim, but you're allowed to smooth it to make more room. In Mekivin Shtei Chaviyo, Yislishpoy Salem, it's like there. You're not allowed to put two barrels together, so you can put on top of them a bowl, because that's said to be Boine. You're putting two below and one above, is considered to be a Binyan. And Soim Chim, it's like there, because of Chenadelis. He's not allowed to hold the bowl with a block of wood, and also the duri can't do it, because the wood is mukteh, it's meant for asaka, meant to use it for heating up. You're not allowed to use wood to go in and walk an animal, because again, you're using wood, which is meant for other things, and it's mukteh. According to the Gisa Rab Chaim, the Mishnah ends by saying, he allows it, because he holds there's no mukta in the wood, because if you're allowed to use it for fire, you're allowed to use it for other stuff as well. So, the fact that it says you can't break clay to cook the fish, so it tells you the sikur, which is a type of plant, they used to prepare a dye from it, and used to become one big piece, and used to cut it to pieces. You're not allowed to do that on Yom Tov. Why? Because why can you cut clay? Because it's called to be mechatech. You're cutting, and cutting is aser. So here the mechate begume. You're cutting a piece from the die. Part of the Bechir Rabbo, the daughter of Bechir Rabbo, asked a maid for Gertanur. She was coming to bake in the oven. Ashkechas kipo begave. She found a little brick, a levena, that fell into the oven. Also, Shaul Slavush, she came to ask her father, what should I do? Omala Islin Garfin, why don't you go and you shovel out from the oven? Omar Lino Yachla, I can't do it. I mean, according to this gear, so the idea was he was testing her. Why don't you go and shovel? She says, I know I can't do that. Omala Islin Kafshin, so don't shovel it. Just smooth it up in the oven. As we learned in the Mishnah, that is mutter. Yadas havas. She knew this halacha. El havas bais mishur minavu. She wanted to hear it from her father saying that it's mutter. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Beitzah Daf Mem.